This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The 14th of February marks the feast of St. Valentine, also known as St. Valentine's Day. This 3rd century saint and martyr, who served as a priest in Rome, is also patron of love, marriages, engagements, young people, as well as people with epilepsy. In 1835, an Irish Carmelite called Father John Spratt was given some of St. Valentine's relics by Pope Gregory XVI. Father Spratt brought them back to the Church of Our Lady of Mount Carmel at Whitefriar Street in Dublin, where they have remained to this day. I spoke to Carmelite Father Bernard Murphy, who is a priest at the church. He says they get many couples coming to the shrine dedicated to this saint.
We got the relics of St. Valentine because we had one priest, Father John Spratt, who was famous in Dublin for his love of the poor and caring for the poor. He was also a great preacher. So when he went to Rome and preached, he was given, as a gift, he was given the relics of St. Valentine by Pope Gregory XVI in 1837, and they brought them all the way back here to Dublin, and it took them about 6 months to get them back to Dublin. That's what it was, simple as that.
What do the relics actually consist of?
It's sealed, but I believe it's a little vial of his blood, and there are some bones in the reliquary.
Now, there's actually a shrine to St. Valentine, am I right, in the church?
There is a shrine to St. Valentine in our church, and it's a very well-attended shrine, not just on today, but all year round.
Certainly on a day like St. Valentine's Day, do you get many couples, or even in general, do you get many couples coming to the shrine?
Yeah, we do, and then we take them out and we put them on the main altar, you know, in front of the main altar for the day. But the relics, people come. I had a lovely one yesterday where I was waiting to do a blessing for an engaged couple. And I met a couple there, and they were quite happy, and they looked at me and they told me the story that 3 years ago on this day, he got down on one knee and proposed to her at the shrine. And I could see yesterday that she accepted because she was on her second baby. So it's things like that, you know, and you'd often be asked to, you know, bless an engagement ring at the shrine.
Are there particular events, like certainly masses, that are going on today to celebrate the feast of St. Valentine?
Yes, we have two masses, the 11:30, and we have at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we have the blessing of wedding rings. Now, there's a lovely thing that we have inserted in it. One of our priests came up with it just spontaneously some years ago, that the couples there who have lost their spouses, we asked them just to, you know, to look at their ring and, you know, just touch the ring and all the memories and all the goodness that was associated with the ring. And it does give them great comfort. And you can see little smiles and little tears and, you know, nice memories, you know.
Do you think for most people, St. Valentine simply signifies love?
I think it signifies love, but it's in a broader context than a young love. Because when we have a book on the altar at St. Valentine's altar, and people write in there their requests and their prayers and their hopes, not just for themselves, but for others. It's broader than just thinking of, you know, the love that's in St. Valentine's Day that is expressed commercially. You know, this is deeper because they're praying for others, and that's an important thing.